I'm Lynn Neary, filling in for Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. We visit with a diverse group of parents each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, becoming a mother at a later age. According to the March of Dimes, one in five women has her first child after age 35, and some are giving birth much, much later. Elizabeth Adenay, a pregnant 66-year-old woman from Britain, has prompted widespread discussion and media coverage. She became pregnant following in vitro fertilization treatments in the Ukraine. This story has reignited the debate over how old is too old for motherhood. For information and insight on the topic, we turn to Dr. Nancy Cheshire. She's a maternal-fetal medicine specialist at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. Dr. Cheshire focuses on high-risk pregnancies. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Cheshire.
Thank you for having me.
Now, as I understand it, women's fertility declines after the age of 35, but at what age does fertility end altogether?
Most women would have a complete loss of fertility by 50. Certainly women who have premature menopause might lose that ability even earlier. And there are certainly women who have spontaneous pregnancies, in other words, without in vitro fertilization, even after 50, but that's extremely rare.
So the only way to get pregnant after menopause is through in vitro fertilization.
That's then. Correct.
Yeah. What are the risks associated with these kinds of pregnancies at a very late age?
Well, there's a variety of different risks associated with them, and one of the first ones has to do with the health of the mother before she even gets pregnant. There's a much higher risk of high blood pressure in women who are in their 40s and 50s, so certainly women in those age groups considering pregnancy are going to be at higher risk of hypertension, diabetes. Breast cancer is one that I like to highlight in discussion with women considering pregnancy over 40 because it would be important for someone, for instance, to get a mammogram before she got pregnant to make sure that we wouldn't be dealing with that once her pregnancy was progressing. Assuming that's okay, for the most part, her medical condition should be fairly stable throughout the pregnancy.
And what about the risks of the fetus?
The risk of the fetus is that one of the natural processes of aging is that our blood vessels and our blood supply, small blood vessels, for instance, in the base of the uterus where the placenta will implant, may not do what they're supposed to do in pregnancy. So you don't get a normal placenta developing, and women might and are at increased risk of developing a baby who is too small. So instead of being a healthy 7-pound baby at its due date, might only be 3 or 4 pounds, and those babies have distinct problems.
You know, this debate over how old a woman should be when she has children isn't new, and reproductive technology has been around for a long time. Why are we still asking some of these questions? Why are we still discussing this? Should we have made some decisions about the limits of reproductive technology by now?
I don't think those are really ever going to be possible to be made in the abstract. You're dealing with individual people, and I don't know that that can be legislated or decisions made across the board for everybody. There are going to be exceptions to each rule that you make.
Are there any limits you would put on it with a patient, or would you always take it just on a case-by-case basis?
I would always take it on a case-by-case basis. I would generally not recommend it after age 50. But, you know, if someone was really committed to doing this and was a good candidate and came to me preconceptionally, I would put some very honest issues on the table with her. But if she chose to proceed and get in vitro fertilization and then came to me as a high-risk OB doctor to take care of her, I would most certainly take care of her.
Dr. Nancy Cheshire is a maternal-fetal medicine specialist with a focus on high-risk pregnancy with the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to turn to two moms who had kids at a later age. Elena Fernandez is a public relations manager at IBM. She had her first child at 39 and her second at 41. Iris Wilcox is a stay-at-home mom who had her first child at 38 and her second at 44. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So you both chose or decided to have children later in life, but certainly not at the age of 66. Do you think that there's a point at which it is too old to have a child? Let's start with you first, Elena.
I think this is a very personal decision. Obviously, this woman has made a choice that could be a physical risk to her, but she's obviously thought through it. The notion of what constitutes a family, I think, has changed dramatically over the last 30 years, whether you're single or divorced or in a traditional marriage relationship or in a same-sex relationship. What matters is the web that you build around you to support that decision. And the web constitutes, of course, you know, a financial decision, an emotional decision, as well as a physical and energy decision.
What do you think about the decision by this woman in Britain? Her decision seems to have sparked renewed this debate over this question, having a baby at the age of 66. Do you think there's a point at which a woman should say, I'm just too old to do it? Iris?
Well, I'd certainly say that. You know, I obviously can't get inside of her head. I have no idea what she's thinking. But at a certain point, I question whether there's some selfishness there. You know, children, they come through us, but we don't own them. They're not our property. And so to treat a child almost like a puppy or something to have and admire, you know, that goes away quickly, I think, when the reality of mothering comes in. Maybe she's old enough that she understands all of that. I don't know. But, you know, I at a certain point, I question it.
What do you think about that, Elena, this idea that if a woman is too old, that it's selfish to bring a child into the world at let's say, the age of 66?
I don't. I worry about her physical health in going through this, but I certainly don't hear, and I know she's also a divorced woman, I don't hear folks asking Larry King the same question about becoming a dad. How old is he, like in his early 70s now, and he's got young kids? I'm not sure I'm hearing that. And it sounds like this is a pretty serious decision on her end, and she has the financial means, and she has apparently the web or the network to be able to raise a child. Good for her. I also think from a cultural point of view, growing up in a Hispanic culture, I saw a lot of grandmothers at the age of 66 raising a whole entire family on their own. So in terms of her ability to raise this child, after she's made a concerted effort to put all her heart and soul into it, I applaud that. I think it's great.
When both of you decided to get pregnant or reach the point where you were in a position to get pregnant, did you worry about the health risks at all at any point, Elena?
I did. I actually had both my pregnancies were high risk. But I think that's more of a genetics kind of a situation where my sisters who had children growing up in Puerto Rico much earlier in their 20s, had similar situations. And I was aware of that. But here in Boston, I had the best care I could get. And it was very, very well controlled, and I felt I was in good hands. But I did worry about that a little bit.
What about you, Iris? Did you have any concern you had your second child at 44? Was that harder than at the age of 38?
I don't know if I'd say it was harder or not. I can tell you, for me, I looked at it from a spiritual perspective. I didn't have a lot of health concerns because I said, you know what, this is in God's hands, and whatever happens is something that He's going to take us through. And that's pretty much where I left it.
You know, I should say at this point that I had my first child, or I adopted my first child, actually, when I was in my mid-40s. So I have to count myself among the older parents out there. And I wondered how you both feel about whether your age is a help or a hindrance with your kids, because there have been times where I can see it from both sides. I think when you're older, when you have kids, sometimes it seems like it's just the perfect age to be in your 40s. You're really not that old, and you're really a little more mature than you were when you were young. How do you both feel about that, Elena?
You know, the physical part of having a child was, okay, we're done with that. We're moving into what's important, which is raising kids. And, you know, as a divorced single mom, I relied a lot on, again, that web of support. It took me a while, even though I've always had tons of energy, to focus on myself and realize the importance of, you know, exercise, eating well. That's critical. Moms tend to forget about, you know, themselves. And as you age, you really have to focus on that aspect of your life even more.
What do you think about that, Iris? What's the good part about being the age you are and being a parent at this time?
Hopefully being wiser.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely there are things I know now that I didn't know when I was younger. And having a different perspective about what's important. I'm at home now with my kids, but I worked a lot of years. And so having been out in the workforce, I know that I'm not missing anything by being home. And so I'm able to focus on being home and not trying to climb a career ladder, knowing that it's still possible when my kids are older and I decide I want to, that I can go back into the workforce and I'll still be okay. But I definitely think better because I just know more.
Yeah. I also think that whole idea of sort of being satisfied with where you are, not yearning to be out at night, let's say, going to parties or something like that. If you have a child when you're very young, you always hear that, you know, that sometimes people who become parents at a very young age yearn for things that they might have missed because they were parents. That's one thing that doesn't happen if you're in your 40s. You're not sorry to sit home at night with your kids, I don't think. Right, Elena?
Well, I think that I hear you, but I mean, you're talking to a single mom here,
right, okay.
So there, even with married couples, I mean, I remember when I was married and, you know, I was always into, you know, relationship building skills. And even to this day, you know, the day I find somebody, I know that my kids, you know, who are 10 and 8, you know, 6-7 years from now is starting already. They are going to want to have their own lives. So I think, you know, you don't want to be out partying every night. But as a couple, if you're in a traditional relationship, you do want to have a date a week. You want to get away and have one date a week when you're building that relationship, because if you're not happy, you cannot make your kids happy.
What do you think, Iris?
No, I think that's absolutely right. And I'm very blessed because I do have a husband who's very involved with the kids and gives me the support that I need. And I might say, too, and this is one of the things that makes me more comfortable about being an older mother, I have a younger husband. Someone who's 9 years my junior. So when I thought about maybe not being around as long as I'd like to be, and I'm still hoping to be, he'll be there for the kids. And so that's great. But we do take time for our relationship, and we do have date nights, and we get away for long weekends. We have a vacation for the kids and a vacation for us because we want to keep our relationship where it needs to be.
Well, do you worry about age at all, either one of you, that, you know, that you're not going to be around for your kids when they're older?
You know, I to the comment that Iris made about you know, your younger husband, I think that's great, but no one knows when you're going to go. And I grew up with a godmother who was very important in my life, and at age 45, she had an aneurysm, and she died overnight. This happens all the time. So this is why I go back to, there are a lot of things in life that you don't have control over. Yes, I do worry about, you know, dying, like I think almost everybody else, but I'm trying to live my life every single day the best I can and take care of myself. And that's why, you know, going back to the exercise, to the nutrition, to being a spiritual whole entire person so that you're happy and you can make them happy, I think that kind of sort of like permeates throughout the rest of your life with the kids. And at the end of the day, I have no control of when I'm going to go.
Do you worry about that, Iris? Do you think about that at all?
Yeah, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. I don't dwell on it. But when I think about somebody as old as, and that's not old, but as old as 66 having a child, I think about my adult friends who have lost parents. And I've had them say, you know, no matter how old you are, when you lose both of your parents, you're an orphan. And so, of course, you're obviously much better equipped to deal with it if you're already an adult, but it's difficult. And when I think of children who will be younger and losing parents, if you're going to do that, certainly you've got to have in place that support system, you know, that will that spells out exactly what's going to happen with the children, somebody who's already spending time with them that they will feel comfortable, you know, growing up with. So I think that's really important.
And the whole financial question is also kind of complicated. I wanted to ask you about that because I think what happens is, and this is something that people may not think through entirely, but, you know, right around the time your kids are getting ready to go to college is around the time that most people are thinking about retiring. I mean, a lot of sort of financial pressures can come together at the same time. Is this anything that two of you are thinking about and planning for?
I mean, I think the financial planning is absolutely critical when you're a single mom. To me, it's top of the list. But my theory is if I love what I do, I hope God gives me the brain cells to continue to do this until, you know, I can't do it anymore or I'm not efficient at it. So retirement right now at age, 49, it's something I'm planning for, but it's not something I'm really obsessed with.
Do you worry at all about the finances, Iris, or have you got that taken care of?
You know what? I have a husband who's an excellent money manager, and he's doing a pretty good job of taking care of that. And because I'm at home now, my paychecks are few and far between. But I expect that at some point I'll be in the workforce, and hopefully we will have planned and prepared well enough that that will just be gravy for them. But we do think about it, and we are making plans to make sure that not when we're gone, but even while we're still here, they'll be able to go out and make their mark on the world with a step up.
Do you ever worry that your kids are going to look at you and say, God, you're a geezer mom. You're too old.
No, I don't. You know what? And this is another thing. And it's God has such a wonderful sense of humor, blessed with good genes. And usually when I meet people, they have no idea how old I am. And because my husband happens to be younger, I just when they call his number, I just go with him. And nobody questions it.
How old are yours?
6 and 12. So I took my kindergartner to school at 50.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool. Well,
you know, for the kids, I mean, they don't know. He couldn't care less. And like I said, people don't automatically recognize it. But it's just, it messes with your mind sometimes just to see the little 20-somethings who are bringing their kids right along with you when you just watch that whole thing. And it's just interesting.
Yeah. What about you, Elena?
I think kids don't have a sense, although they already have started asking my age 20,000 times, as long as they don't repeat it to the whole world. I think the kids see their parents for what they are, and I think age sometimes doesn't really matter. It's, you know, the spirit of that person. So a 66-year-old woman is still working, is very active, she's a leader. She keeps it up. I'm not sure that that's going to be an embarrassment to the child. I think if she gives the child a lot of love, and a spiritual framework and a financial and emotional and physical path to develop, I think she's going to be okay.
Elena Fernandez is a PR manager and the mother of two. She joined me from WGBH in Boston. And Iris Wilcox is a stay-at-home mom of two, and she joined me from WBEZ in Chicago. Ladies, it was great talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. And we want to hear from you. In your opinion, what age is too old for a woman to have a baby? Are you a mother that waited to have a child at 40, or did you have children well into your 40s? Are you the child of an older mother? We'd like for you to tell us more about it. Please call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522. Remember to leave your name, or you can go to our website, the Tell Me More page of NPR.org, and blog it out. And that's our program for today. I'm Lynn Neary, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.